You're listening to Your Mental Wellness Podcast for your voice and sanity with your host, Dr. Sybil Georgiana.
Hello, my name is Dr. Sybil Georgiana. I'm super excited to have you as part of this webinar, and I will share my screen with you. I'm excited to embark with you to not only survive, but thrive during your holidays. Pursue your true mission, despite of busyness demands or other things that may challenge you. What you will get in this webinar is that you will learn four ways to remain true to yourself, to pursue your true mission. There will be three secret strategies to pursue your mission and two ways to implement your true vision so that it's not just something that you want to do, but at the end of the webinar that you are actually doing. Plus, you will receive nuggets of knowledge spread throughout this webinar. If you participate all the way to the very end of this webinar, you will be able to implement your true and customized mission with a 96 to 100% success rate. Questions that you may have, feel free to send them to me at any time to my email address, sgeorgiana@gmail.com. So this is your workshop, but you may want to know my reason for this workshop. Why am I interested in the pursuit of your true mission? Why am I interested in that you not only survive, but thrive during your holidays? I grew up in Germany where family and holidays were very important to me. This is me on my parents' farm about maybe 30 years ago. And as you can see, I'm a little hunched forward. And that may even reflect that my mission that was given to me by my family seemed to even weigh me down at a young age. The nugget of knowledge is that even if you received a mission by your family, nevertheless, you get to develop and pursue your true mission. So this is me once I embarked on my true mission about 10 years after that first picture. And your mission becomes evident during the holidays. Research shows that the holidays want to bring out the mission given to you by your family. However, the mission given to you by your family may interfere with your true mission. Things you have worked on all year, things you hope to accomplish next year. Maybe work with a sponsor, a therapist, a coach. Maybe just personal goals that you set for yourself that may be different for what your family may have in store for you. And this can then turn a celebration into a stressful event. Stress can center around gifts, family dysfunctions, various holiday activities and events. And a lot of the time, people feel very depressed after the holidays. We know this is due to what we call the broken promise effect. The broken promise effect is due to what we had wished for in previous times but did not receive. Now, what the broken promise creates in us is that we have yearnings and hopes. And the yearning and hope is to have a different holiday this year, but every year. Even if I insist on my desire that we have a good holiday, however, if your family system does not have a healthy mission for you along with good rituals in place, your family will repeat those maladaptive rituals over and over, thus keeping the broken promise going and leaving you with disappointment and longing. The nugget of knowledge here is that even if you detect a broken promise in your life, the truth is that you still get to pursue your true mission this time. The holidays are an opportunity to systematically think through what we can define as your true mission. There are three secret strategies from this workshop that will help you create a difference this year. First, let's detect your family's mission. And then you have these three secret strategies from this workshop that will help you pursue your true mission this year. Let's look at three people and how they embarked on their true mission. Case one is that Derek's mission given by his family was that he was the scapegoat and peacemaker. Camilla had a mission from her family to hold the family together. And case number three is Ron, whose mission given by his family was to keep the peace and diffuse his father's anger. And you can feel your family's mission as you notice your behavior around your family. So let's do a little bit of an assessment. Score yourself on 1 very false to the 7 very true on how true the following statement feels to you. You long to be with family members, but once you meet them, you long to leave. How true does this feel to you? The next statement is, you leave family gatherings wishing things would have been different. How true does this feel to you? 1, very false, to 7, very true. You talk with some of your family members only during the holiday festivities. 1 is very false, 7 is very true. How true does this feel to you? You are you, and you are really a different person around your family than you are with other people. It is more important that the family stays connected than that you speak the truth. How true does this feel? Very false to very true. Your family talks about you and about who you are supposed to be instead of who you truly are. How true does this feel to you? So this workshop is for you to embark on your own mission. If you scored a lot of times and very true to the previous statements, it shows that the mission that your family had for you is very different from your true mission, what is really serving you best. So this workshop is for you now to embark on your own mission. Let's look at how Derek, Camilla, and Ron embarked on their mission. Derek's mission, again, was to be the scapegoat and peacemaker, and he developed his true mission to pursue a degree, even if his parents did not support him. Camilla's mission was to hold the family together, and she decided that it was more important for her to speak the truth instead of remaining responsible, that the family stays connected. And Ron's mission was to keep the peace and diffuse the father's anger, and he had done that by keeping weight and being overweight. So his new mission was to lose that weight, because being overweight was his response to the family mission and to really then keep his family and people away from him. So this is your time now. Receive 3 secret strategies for developing and implementing your true mission. Let's look at these 3 secret strategies for developing and implementing your true mission. You will, in addition to those 3 secret strategies, make 4 agreements with yourself so that these 3 secret strategies are most effective. And together we will take action steps to make it all work. So here we go. Secret strategy number 1 for developing your true mission. Meet your inner observer. An inner observer lets you think about your true mission as you engage with others, for instance, your family members. Your inner observer is most effective if you come to your 4 agreements with yourself. 1 is then that we also take an action step towards each of the agreements so that things are not just in our hearts and minds, but really in our lives. Agreement number 1 is that keep your words without toxicity. And as you come to that agreement with yourself, you would be implementing that by saying, well, I'm not going to be doing an all or nothing thinking. And instead of going into those type of statements and self-talk, I identify 1 thing or aspect that I am proud of or grateful for. The inner observer strengthens if we are not taking people's, for instance, parents or siblings' comments personally. That is agreement number 2. We take an action step toward this agreement with ourselves. And instead of blaming us, or your family members, we will ask ourselves, is there anything I can learn from this situation or my family's comments? What would my friend learn from my situation or my family's comments? The 3rd agreement to strengthen your inner observer is to not assume. And an action step towards implementing this in your life is to, instead of engaging in mind reading, ask yourself, which direct questions you can formulate and evaluate the answers that you receive. The 4th agreement to strengthen your inner observer is to evaluate the importance of what other people are thinking about you. Who is important to you? Who cares really about your well-being, development, and growth? those may be the people to pay attention to. And an action step towards this agreement with yourself is to find one person who is genuinely interested in your well-being. So then you can run your thoughts and decisions by this person. Now, that was the first strategy, meet the inner observer and strengthen it through these four agreements. Your second secret strategy is to let the true mission you may already carry inside of you unfold from within you. So your action steps towards your agreement define your true mission. Let's look at this. For example, if I identified that I was the one who took the emotional load by fixing my family's problems, which is my family's mission for me, now I take my first action step towards my first agreement with myself. So instead of going into black and white or all or nothing statements, I identify one thing or aspect that I'm proud of or grateful for. So I take from my old mission that was given to me and extract, using my inner observer and this action step, that I'm grateful for my many skills, and one of them is problem solving. So that's one of the things that I can recognize from within me that is part of my true mission. So the nugget of knowledge here is that instead of beating myself up, I just need to be taking one day at a time. Now, if we go along in with my case, I was the one to blame when my family was fighting. Now, my next agreement with put into place with my action step is that I will ask myself, is there anything I can learn? What would my friends have learned from my situation? So that my true mission based on this action step number two is that I'm grateful that I get to learn even if my family is not learning. The nugget of knowledge again here is to count the learning experiences that we have, because each of the learning experiences that we engage in grows our true mission. As we continue looking at my family's mission for me, I was expected to read my parents' minds and to do what made or kept them happy or at peace. And now if we are looking at the action step number three, instead of mind reading, instead of guessing, instead of not asking questions, I will ask now direct questions and will evaluate the answers that I get to receive. And so my true mission based on this action step three is that I deduct for me personally, I don't have to be in the role to read other people's minds. I'm allowed to ask questions. And once I receive an answer, I get to explore my options on how to respond. Now, if we continue to look at my family's mission for me, I was compared with regards to my performance to my siblings. And now if I look at my fourth agreement with myself that says to evaluate the importance of what other people think about me and to ask myself who's important, who's really caring about my well-being, development, and growth, I would then derive my true mission based on this action step that I get to find at least one person who cares about my growth and well-being. So in relationships, let's choose people that we can trust and who can help us in the pursuit of our true mission. This can be a friend, a colleague at work, or a relative, a therapist, a sponsor, a coach. So let's practice. Jot down in your workbook what you're grateful for. What is a question that you want to answer? And what do you want to learn and get to learn? Furthermore, jot down one person who cares about your well-being. This is the outline of your true mission. Pause this webinar to go to the workbook and jot down these pieces. Next, pick a holiday event that causes you stress. For instance, you could put down to participate at a family's annual pre-holiday potluck. Jot it down in your workbook. You may need to pause the webinar as you're looking at these evaluative questions about the event that you picked. On a scale from 1, not at all, to 7, very much, how important is the event to you? Indicate that your answer on that scale. Use the same scale to evaluate how likely it is that you are attending the event. And jot that down. And third, how much does the success of the event depend on external circumstances? As you score these answers, return to the webinar. If you scored not an important and not likely to attend, and it's something that's really not a circumstance that you can control, I'm inviting you to pick another event that causes you stress. So here we go again. Pick another event and evaluate again. How important is the event to you? How likely is it that you're attending the event? And how much does the success of the event depend on external circumstances? Pause the webinar to answer those questions and then return to the next screen. What is a snapshot of what you fear or dread most about the event? Jot that down in your work. Then return to the webinar. For instance, if I'm picking a situation such as my cousin getting drunk at that pre-holiday event, or my in-laws fighting with one another, like nobody's allowed to intervene, or my brother making passive-aggressive comments towards my wife, then I would jot that down in my workbook. So pause, jot that down, and return to the webinar. Once I jotted that down, I'm going back to my true mission statement that I identified for. What am I grateful for? I get to ask questions. What questions can I ask? Am I allowed to ask? What do I get to learn in life? And a person who cares about my well-being is. Look back in your workbook to that page. Then return to the webinar. Ask yourself, how can I maintain my true mission despite of that fearful or dreadful event? So if I pick the situation that my in-laws are fighting with one another while nobody is allowed to intervene, my true mission that I jotted down gets to be put in action. One is to practice my gratitude. So I identify, I'm grateful for finding another way to handle the situation, then having to watch my in-laws fight. Now I get to decide what I would like to do differently. And one person that I can talk to about this and with whom I can talk this through, because this person cares about my well-being. Jot down what comes to mind with regards to the situation that you put down and what you're grateful for and what you look like to do as you pursue your true mission. Furthermore, I had identified that my true mission is to ask questions. And you had a part of your workbook where you got to identify important questions that you may have. Now, if I get to ask questions on how to handle my in-laws fighting, then I will now specify what I would like to do and a person with whom I will talk this through, because this person cares about my well-being. So what I would like to do, for instance, could be that I will check out if my brother or sister are going to the event, and if there is something that we could do together, maybe leave the room together, say something together. That's what I would like to do. Now, the person I will run this by is not necessarily my brother or sister. It is rather a person with a more, who's really caring about me. Without having own motives, and that person can help me figure out if my desired action, what I like to do, is a good idea or not. Now, when we think about the next part of the true mission to learn, and that I'm grateful for learning other ways to handle situations, for instance, being critical or being criticized, being rejected by family members, now I will jot down what I would like to do. And one person with whom I talk this through. Last but not least, my true mission is put into action by caring about myself in a healthy way. And my true mission is, again, to figure out another way to care for myself with regards to my situation with the in-laws. So I identify that it's important for me to get up and leave that scene that has pressed on me, and they start fighting instead of then remaining seated. And then I, again, identify a person with whom I will talk this through. Now, let's look at your true mission. You're not alone. Let's look at also the continued support to implement your true mission with implementation intentions and exclusive support following this webinar. Implementation intentions make you more successful and at a very high rate successful, 96 to 100% more likely to be successful than if you do not use implementation intentions. Here we go. Let's look at your mission from the workbook. If you need to pause the webinar for a moment to go there, do so, and pull up that workbook. Now, you've identified the pieces to your true mission, question, gratitude, and so forth. Now, the implementation is as follows. You identify when, where, and how you will do the things that you identified on your true mission sheet. So, for instance, instead of using gratitude instead of blame, identify when, where, and how you will use it. You may stop the webinar to complete this in your workbook and then return to the screen. Next, I ask you to also identify what you will do if you encounter an obstacle that will want you to prevent from practicing gratitude. What, where, and when, and how will you deal with it? So, for instance, if you are hindered by practicing with practicing gratitude by critical and complaining individuals, then you would could identify to leave the room or excuse yourself. You may pause this webinar to identify when, where, and how you will deal with any obstacles that may prevent you from pursuing your true mission. Then, another point in your true mission was to ask questions. And you now get to implement when, where, and how you will do this. So stop the webinar, return it to your workbook, and jot down how this will look like that you get to ask your questions. We will also look at what you do when you encounter obstacles that want to prevent you from asking questions. Now, if people start berating you by being critical, by not answering, by answering in a negative way, by laughing, you get to excuse yourself, you may take a bathroom break, and then you get to decide if you want to continue or not. So that will be for my situation. And I want to also invite you to come up with an implementation when you're dealing with an obstacle with regards to asking questions. So you may stop the webinar and jot down in your workbook when, where, and how you will deal with certain obstacles that may prevent you or want to prevent you from asking your questions. Then, when we're looking at the next piece of your true mission and we're thinking about how you would like to learn instead of repeating the same old pattern, let's now implement when, where, and how you will learn. Take a break, filling out the workbook, and let's then return to the webinar. So now for my situation, learning to handle things differently, I would then implement this. By also saying, okay, I may need to take time to just focus on, you know, planning out my holidays, for instance. And if I have an obstacle such as watching myself do the same old thing, I will then need to talk with the person that I trust and share what I want to learn instead. Let's implement when, where, and how you deal with that. Last but not least, we have identified using healthy self-care instead of doing things you don't want to do. Let's implement now when, where, and how you'll do this. You may take a break here in the world and go to your workbook to complete that section. Now, last but not least, really with this talking point is also to identify what you're going to be doing if you encounter obstacles that want to prevent you from doing healthy self-care. So if we get swamped with activities, we would then, let's say in my situation, I cancel at least one to make time for myself. And I identify where, when, and how. Go to your workbook, identify when, where, and how you will deal with an obstacle that prevents you from self-care. Then return to the webinar. There you are. You've got down your true mission in your workbook. And so now if we want to summarize this, list what you want to do, when, where, and how you will deal with obstacles. When, where, and how you will tackle them. To be further supported, engage in the exclusive My True Mission Facebook group to receive continued support on pursuing and implementing your true mission. And as a special gift, you have, again, this unlimited access and support to survive and thrive in this private Facebook group. Enjoy.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Mental Wellness Podcast for Your Voice and Sanity. Make sure to check out our show notes. Visit our website, www.toolsforvitality.com, where you can subscribe to the show. We would appreciate it if you would tell a friend about the podcast.